listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. Are you prepared to raise your vibration? I was just playing around, guys. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything that can raise your frequency. California, and we're here to have a good time. We are so blessed to be in the studio on this beautiful day because we have the infamous Ollie Escardo. How you doing today, brother?
How you doing, man?
Oh, man. Doing
very
great.
Good to be here.
Just another beautiful day. Just another beautiful day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Guys, you've tuned in to the Vibration Station. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. Mainly, we're going to be focusing on music. Mainly music. Music is main. Main is music. And main is in Music Town. As you guys know, you're more than welcome to email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Just like the name, at gmail.com. You can also call me live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can call us. You can talk to us. We'll talk to you back. What a concept. I just wanted to kick off the show by just starting out by hearing a little bit about Oliver.
What do you want to know?
Well, I would like to know exactly. So here we go. Ollie is he is a successful CEO of a record company.
Already giving me too much credit.
No, no way, guys. Our House Records. Oliver, to kick us off, why don't you tell us a little bit about Our House Records?
Our House Records is
Our House. In the middle of the street.
That is exactly where the name came from, actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
We are a record label, event production company, and management company started up in San Francisco.
All right.
We've been running for almost about a year and a half now. And we focus on electronic music, electronic dance music, to be more specific, a little more on the electro side.
What kind of music?
Electronic dance. Yeah, there you go. That kind of jam. That's actually one of our featured artists, Real Boy.
That is indeed.
David has been supporting for a very long time. We're very thankful.
We're thankful to play it. We're thankful to play the music, man. So
absolutely.
So yeah. So we got a group of guys.
You got it. We're actually all very best friends. We've known each other for. Some of us since kindergarten, some of us, you know, since I moved to the States, which was when I was 12.
Yeah.
And this is sort of the, you know, this is sort of the reality of a dream that we had back when Rio Boy started their jams at about 16 or so. They were doing really well, you know, yeah. and we're looking to expand, and this is what they want to do with their lives. So three of their friends said, hey, you know, let's start up the business side of things. Let's get your guys out there. Let's get you, you know, let's make you famous.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, here we are a year and a half later, you know.
Yeah. So totally, man. Hey, guys, just to let you know, the only I didn't only bring Ollie on the show to talk about our house. I also brought him on the show, which just popped in my mind. Everything has its purpose to inspire, right?
All the time.
Because my philosophy is, you could disagree with me, that's okay. But I feel like when a person is following their highest excitements, when a person is pursuing something that they love, right?
Definitely.
It only gives people in their surroundings an opportunity to see that person in their element, and become inspired by that, right? So everybody has dreams. Everybody has things they want to accomplish. Even if you're 60 years old, you still have things you want to accomplish. You're 80, you have things you want to accomplish. You want to successfully make it to the toilet. Like, you know, like that's an accomplishment. No, but like, you know, Oliver's, he's going to be 23.
22.
You're going to be 22?
Don't count me out yet.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Sorry, Ollie. I'm sorry, man. Okay. I think, did that happen the other day too? Yeah.
I thought you were 21.
There you go. 20. There you go. So, Oliver is very young and very successful for his age. And what I'm trying to show all these listeners out there is honestly, like, making your dream come true or like following your dream or following your passion is just as easy as not. It's one is not more difficult than the other. If anything, I would say it would be more difficult not to follow your passion because you're resisting your true nature, you know? And I feel like it'd just be more difficult to resist, you know, to resist the way of the stream than to just go with it. And absolutely. When you go with it, that's when your dreams come true, man.
Absolutely.
Totally. So, Ollie is not only a successful individual, but he's also an inspiration to all these kids out there, all these people, kids, guys, girls. No, it's true, man. Trying to make something of themselves and in their life. So tell us a little bit about the artists that you guys are representing under Our House Records.
Well, we are currently representing a couple bands. First and foremost, Rio Boy,
right.
Who are also owners of Our House Records.
Okay.
And really the inspiration behind the project. Those are my two very, very bestest of friends, Austin Jacobson and Daniel Gomez, who started this when they were about 16 years old and got us hooked slowly but surely into electronic music and the genre. We started attending the popular shows around the area, especially Hard Events, ran by Gary Richards, who still continues to be extremely successful. Hard LA is happening soon for all you people that are looking forward to it. And they have a really, really, you know, eclectic sound. They do a lot of sort of swing house.
Right.
Which is kind of combining that 1920s throwback with the new modern sound of today.
Right.
And, you know, they're doing quite well going up to San Francisco.
Right.
Having the time of their lives and making great music and playing all over the place. Slowly conquering California.
Yeah.
And we also have our second duo, which we signed back in May of 2011. They go by the name of Night People.
Okay.
And these guys are fantastically awesome. They are very, very devoted musicians who know nothing else but music, have really been trained in so many fields.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And their sound is a little more of like a space rock. Imagine if Pink Floyd met... you know, Justice.
Okay.
And they kind of had a baby.
Nice.
There you go.
That's cool, man.
So they have
that's
an
really
extremely
cool.
awesome sound, a really new sound.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really, really hard workers and very, very talented kids. They can pick up, you know, most instruments and just play them right off the bat. So they're a huge inspiration to us and, you know, what musicians are really about. And, you know, they're so young, but they're just kicking ass.
Yeah. Totally. How old are they?
So committed. They're both 21 now.
Right. Okay.
They were 20 when we signed them. Finally, they upgraded.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we also have one more band, which we're sort of in the process of representing. Still not 100%, but they are known as Dynamics.
Okay.
Yes, and that's Avi Chingen and Christian Lee, who another amazing duo, who just have so many sounds and so many different inspirations.
Totally,
and really, I mean, what they produce is just pure fire.
Totally.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're also young guys, so everybody on our label is pretty young and up-and-comer, but they definitely got something to say.
Right.
They definitely got something to make you hear, and you know, we love working with them.
Totally.
It's amazing. We learn from each other every day, you know.
Absolutely, man. And something else that, you know, we on the Vibration Station are huge supporters of is positive music. And anything, when we say positive music, it doesn't necessarily mean the lyrics are like, oh, life is great, flowers, sunflowers, and sunshine. You know, like, you can have positive music without lyrics. For example, you know, when you listen to, you know, something like, let's say, like, our opening song, you know what I mean? You know, something like this, you know, you hear, like, here's another one, like, you know, you're like, you start out, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know, like, you start, and it's just positive, you know, and you're like, oh. All right, you start, like, you're bumping your head. As long as you're bumping your head, man, you're creating positive vibes, you know? Because you're moving, and then you're waiting for it, right? Oh, and then you just like, oh, and you're positive. You're good. You feel it. Your hand is up. You're like, ah, oh, yeah. And then it's just like, and it's good. Right? So that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about.
Takes you on a journey.
Yeah, it totally takes you on a journey. And we're just like, we're totally into that. Yeah. That's, you know, that's why I personally really, really appreciate and respect, you know, what you guys are doing. A lot of what you guys are doing. And I love it. I support it. And I love you guys unconditionally. And this
love
is
you
this is great. I would like to play some Real Boy. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What is there a specific song that you would like the public to hear?
Now it gets interesting.
There we go. There we go.
We should do some Chop Genre.
Okay. Cool.
Chop Genre is a Real Boy track. One of their first, actually. It really shows their versatility.
Okay.
And what they can kind of, you know, what they can do with their sound. So yeah.
Very nice. So this is gonna be Chop Genre.
The genres are being chopped.
Wow, by Real Boy. Check it out, guys. Here we go. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's hip and fucking happening,
that
guys.
That was a monster track.
All right, here absolutely. We go. Chop Genre by Real Boy. What you're going to want to do right now is you must be either on your iPhone, your iPad, your tablet, your computer, something. You're going to go into the search engine of your electronical device. Electronical? Electronical device. Electronic device. Electronic device-icle. You're going to go in the search engine of your internet, of your America Online. You're going to type in Our House, O-U-R-H-O-U-S-E, Records.
Records.
R-E-C-O-R-D-S .com.
You're very good at spelling.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, man. You know, third grade, Miss Spire's class, I was actually spelling Be Champ, so...
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I have it still hanging
quite
on my wall.
Quite an honor.
Got it laminated. It's right above my bed. I have a David's Accomplishments wall in my room. There's a penny I found on the ground. And, but for reals. All right, guys, but check him out. Check him out. And... also, if anybody out there that's listening wants to get in contact with them to tell them how awesome their music is, or if you want to invite them to play and possibly broaden your horizons and broaden their horizons, feel free to contact them.
Yeah, you can find us at, like David said, www.ourhouserecords.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, everywhere that you can find us, anywhere that you can find us, we're probably going to be there.
Yes.
And yeah, we have a blog up on the website if you just want to, you know, read about music and, you know, just put your opinion out there. We're more than welcome. Always. It's very good.
Hell yeah.
Feedback.
It's totally cool. Yes. Totally cool. Also, if you guys want to email me something about them, you can do that. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Or you can call us live on the air. 323-203-0815.
Have you guys seen Grandma's Boy?
I was just going to say, have you guys seen Grandma's Boy? Oh, my name is JP. It's all good, man. It's all good in the hood. So, something else I wanted to touch on today besides shenanigans is talking about music. But we always talk about music. When I say talking about music, I mean talking about... how, you know, okay, Ollie and I were having a phenomenal conversation yesterday. We were talking about how some of the best musicians in the entire world,
very best.
Most amazing trumpet players, saxophone players, and the whole, what, jazz flute. Some of these guys that have been literally playing, you know, these instruments their entire lives are straight music masters, the OGs of like jazz and different forms of music. You find them playing in like the silliest nightclubs with like 50 people there, drunk off their ass, just like
usually, yeah.
Yeah, usually just you know, playing for tips and like a free drink at the end of the night. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But then you have these people that can hold a tune with an equalizer and like they're getting paid more in a month, like Ollie said.
Yeah.
It's like they're getting paid more than a month than, you know, these really talented and amazing musicians get paid in their lives, man. Like they don't see million-dollar unless you're like, I don't, dude.
No.
Unless you're like Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
But like, it's, like I don't know. It's just so ridiculous. You know, Ollie was telling me not too long ago about these, what's it called?
Sopa and Pipa.
Sopa and Pipa. Explain to the audience and myself a little bit more about Sopa and Pipa and what this
well,
is.
Well, you probably heard about it through, you know, YouTube or Craigslist or Google or, you know, one of the millions of websites that shut down for the day to kind of, you know, educate the audience about what was going on in our government. But Sopa and Pipa were basically government acts that were meant to, you know, control and in a way censor a lot of the bad things that are happening with the internet nowadays. You know, a part of it was, you know, let's say online drug trafficking on the internet, online gun trafficking on the internet, a lot of these problems which may not be, you know, so in the eyes of the public, but are still there and are still happening. But the interesting part about these acts and who supported them, a lot of it was the entertainment industry, particularly the RIAA, or the Recording Industry Association of America. This was probably the biggest group, probably the biggest influence that the laws had, which basically was going to set some form of punishment, or was going to set, you know, some form of very strict law on illegally downloading music and other types of files as well. So the problem that really comes in with this, as much as, you know, everybody does agree that illegally downloading music may not be the best thing ever, but, you know, most people do it nowadays, and it's sort of been accepted as a medium in which we communicate. The big problem with this is that this act would have sent you to jail for downloading 10 illegal downloads in a six-month period for 5 years, and it would have been a felony on your record, the same felony and the same amount of jail time that you would have served for doing online drug trafficking. Yes, absolutely. So the impact of that, you know, on the society, on our society, as well as on the music industry, would have been, you know, humongously ambiguous to to what would have happened. You know, let's say you're sitting there at home downloading the new album that you heard, because, you know, that's what everybody does nowadays, and you do it a certain amount of times, and, you know, you could go to jail for 5 years and have a felony on your record. And most people, you know, weren't necessarily aware of that. There was a lot of propaganda back and forth between both groups that were kind of, you know, trying to tell the people the truth, as well as, you know, sort of uncovering this truth, which wasn't so much out in the eyes of the public. So we definitely run into a major problem with the music industry in the way it is.
This is fascinating information. This is ridiculous.
In the digital era now, where, you know, you have the internet and we have an amazing amount of, you know, information flying throughout the world. It has definitely become easier, and, you know, most of the listeners will know that, you know, it's just become so easy to download all kinds of music. Movies, videos. I mean, you know, I'm probably doing it right now. I don't even know.
That's so crazy.
When you kind of have that diffusion, the standard now starts to change to, you know, most people were buying CDs for $14.95 to now where they can, you know, download an artist's entire discography for absolutely free. With no repercussion whatsoever. You know, and it's not like, you know, we can remember back at the beginning of the new millennium where Napster and a lot of those websites were coming out. There were, you know, an intense amount of lawsuits from huge bands, Metallica probably being the most famous out of them. That were sort of, you know, saying, okay, you're kind of taking our paycheck here. You're taking what you know, what is us and what we're trying to sell, and this is all wrong and messed up. So the RIAA, along with other entertainment groups, have been slowly working to pass legislation that will, you know, not only kind of end the whole illegal downloading, quote unquote, but will actually set forth a pretty big punishment for whoever does it.
That's insane.
I think in, you know, I forget the year, so I don't want to say it, but I remember the RIAA one particular year very recently launched 1,971 lawsuits in just a single year when it came to
1,971 lawsuits.
That is a lot of people to sue.
Like, when you launch 1,971 lawsuits, did these people lose? Did these people go to jail?
Well, some of them unfortunately did. Some of them ended up having to pay humongous settlements, especially the companies involved in this. But I think the biggest triumph that they've had, especially recently now, is they've been able to take down a media player in which most people watched illegal videos. I can't remember. Megavideo. Megavideo. They've actually managed to finally take that down. So it's now increasingly difficult on the internet, probably as most people know, to finally, you know, watch and download movies and everything else like that. So slowly but surely, they're definitely catching up with what the digital age has kind of thrown out there.
Right.
But expanded. What I think is the hardest part for a lot of listeners is I'll go on YouTube sometimes and, you know, obviously type up a song. Most people now just use YouTube kind of as a radio.
Right. Right.
And you'll read the description and they'll sort of say, you know, I couldn't find the song on there, so I uploaded it. Please enjoy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
most
yeah.
people, when they do that, aren't even aware or aren't even cognizant of the fact that they're breaking a law.
Right.
And it's not their fault. It's not ignorance. It's just that through this wild diffusion of technology that has, you know, exponentially just blown up throughout this last decade.
Right.
The laws have not been in place and haven't really had the time to catch up to this sort of new system that we're really dealing with.
Right.
You
right.
know. So I think we're definitely going to see a lot more of the recording industry and the music industry continue to fight this online wave of, you know, ultimate expression and just
total,
you know, openness.
Yeah, total openness.
Yeah. And as a record label owner, you know, you would think that I'm sort of on the side of the record labels and the entertainment industry, kind of saying, you know, this is our paycheck and this is our livelihood.
Right.
But, you know, I 100% disagree.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that the internet has made the playing field even.
Right.
Finally, for all record right. labels. And right. it's kind of diffused that or, you know, broken apart that hierarchy that the music industry's always had with the major labels, where now every single person out there who puts their music has the same potential reach
right.
that any label would have.
Right.
You know, thanks to
right.
Facebook, thanks to Twitter, thanks to blogs, thanks to everything.
Right.
And obviously this scares the bejesus out of, you know, most of the major record labels who were kind of, you know, in control of what was being put out there all
right.
the time. You
right.
went to this, you know, you went to a record store, which is now kind of a dying art, unfortunately, and
right.
you would buy whatever was on the shelves.
Right.
Now you can go, you know, to so many websites on the internet and find whichever music you'd like and find your particular artist and be able to express yourself through whatever music you can find.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's not only American music either. Now, you know, foreign music, you know, wow. from India, from all over the place, from all over the world, is finally able to, you know, come to us in just 2 seconds. You
right.
know what I mean? So
right.
I have, you know, all of us at the label are actually addicted to Japanese rock. Which I think it's funny. We're huge anime fans and stuff like that. But, you know, it has really been sort of a battle for the recording industry to kind of keep their slice of the pie and,
right.
you know, to really move ahead with their huge profits versus, you know, the independent labels and the independent artists who are, you know, even unsigned that are just putting their music out there and you know, blowing up and figuring out the music industry now that it's, you know, not such a hierarchy of, you know, the top execs that can only do that.
Right.
So we're at a very interesting time, and for any, you know, for any musician that is out there that is listening right now, or that, you know, finds any literature on any such thing or something like that, now is actually a very interesting time to jump in the music industry, and probably the best time of your life, because the way to do it for so long was to go through these labels and
right.
to go through these major labels and, you know, establish your career, establish your image and everything else like that.
Right.
Now,
right.
you know, through TuneCore, through so many things, you can just put out your music out there. You can put it out for free. And there's so many independent record labels that have started as a result because they finally have the tools to you know, really flourish.
Right.
That it's, you know, it's one of the best times to jump into the music industry now and really, you know, get your voice out there and get heard and do whatever it is you want.
Totally, man.
So, you know, we're doing just that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's awesome. It's
yeah.
absolutely awesome.
No, that's totally
yeah.
awesome, man. And it's interesting when you think about it like that, because, you know, you think back in the day when, like, you know, let's see. How am I even, like, blanking on his name? Oh, my God. Ray Charles.
There we
you
go.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, guys like Ray Charles and, like, you know, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
You know, like that what, like, it's just so fascinating how music has changed since then. You know,
oh, yeah.
if you go all,
oh,
like,
yeah.
all the way back to, like, that kind of time, and then, you know, you progress into seeing how all of a sudden, you know, from there, music is now regulated.
Oh, yeah.
And then now in today's society, in today's world, you know, you literally, you can download a program, make a little mix, put it on SoundCloud.
Absolutely.
You sign up for an account for free. You put it on. All of a sudden, you have people liking your music, commenting on it. All of a sudden, you're like starting to get heard. You
know Absolutely. What I mean?
Like something so stupid as
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Like so simple. But no, I totally agree, Ollie. I think that I think it totally does allow for equality within the music world. You know, because like who's to say? And I guess that you know that whole thing ties right back into what we were saying, where you know you have some of the greatest musicians in the world playing in these small jazz clubs, and then you know some of these other people that don't, you know, that have been musicians for a year, all of a sudden they're blown up making, you know, whatever. But it's the same idea of the regulation. You know, you can have these Absolutely. Amazing, phenomenal musicians that that are really up and coming to get heard now. You don't need to go through the record label and everything. We actually have a caller on the air. You're on the Vibration Station. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Dave. My name's Kevin. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Kev?
I'm doing good. So I heard something about Japanese rock, and I want to know more about that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes. The whole.
Is that like you know that generic song? It's like ooh wee ooh da na 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 na.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Absolutely. You're right on track. We at the label are actually humongous anime nerds. Which, you know, not a lot of people know about, but that's really where most of our flair for Japanese rock comes in. So, I mean, there's some, I mostly just, you know, rip songs off of the anime themselves when I like an opening.
Like off the
or when
TV series and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, anything from, you know, Bleach to Blood Plus to, you know, Soul Eater to Claymore. Whatever, just
Death Note, all that.
Yeah. I was just check this out, Kevin. Here we go. We're gonna. There's a little bit.
I know Dave knows some of that Death Note stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh, there you go. Death Note. I'm a humongous fan.
Is this
nicely done? Complete.
Well, that's cool. I think I'm gonna check out some Japanese rock. That sounds like fun.
We got you right here, Kev, on the Vibration Station. Check it out, Kev. Here, Kev. Here's a cue.
I'm digging the death metal.
You're doing. Wait, ready? You're doing what, man?
I'm digging the death metal.
You're digging the death note. Totally, bro.
Definitely. Yeah, but there's, you know.
Here, wait for it. Here comes Kev. This one's for you, man.
That's.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty death metal, you know. There's but you know, I don't know. I'm obsessed with anything that's from Japan, and the language I think is one of the most beautiful things ever for some reason.
It
so
totally is.
I definitely encourage. Awesome. Yeah, I definitely encourage you to check it out. We love it.
Hey,
you know, it's weird. You know, a lot of people over in Japan are so into the American culture, and you know, people in Japan will buy a pair of Levi's that have been worn by an American for $200.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then here we are, like, getting all into their music. So I like that. I think it's cool. You know, we're both
interconnectivity,
off each other,
man.
And
absolutely.
Getting new ideas. And
we're over here trying to put samurai swords on our wall because we think it looks cool.
This world is coming together slowly but surely.
That might be a different culture. But.
Yeah.
All right, man. Sorry. We're putting Toyotas on our wall. No.
All right. We're going off to a different tangent. Hey, thanks for letting me call in.
Hey.
I'm going to check out some of that rock.
Hey, Kev. Thanks for giving us a call, man. We love you, brother.
Thank you, man.
All right. Love you, too. Have a good show, guys.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.
Oh, but my favorite part in the song is coming out. I just resting around.
See, we'll look up a song when we're done.
That's
one of my favorites that usually most people hate, so it's
really
fantastic. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a catchy tune.
Yeah.
Most people are down, but whatever. I love it. That'll give you a pretty good example. But to get back on the point that we were talking about,
yes,
about this kind of hierarchy of the music industry. I think for a lot of the listeners out there, one thing that really blew my mind that I was introduced to by a buddy of mine, Ryan Kimball, who is just an awesome friend. He's in San Diego. He's promoting, doing kind of the same thing we are, and doing it quite successfully, which is fantastic with his own events.
Very cool.
he introduced me to this guy called Dr. Luke. And once you sort of find out about this guy, you can definitely see how controlled, you know, what most of the mainstream audience kind of listens to. Dr. Luke is a guy who I don't know too much about, but I do know that he writes most of the music for the people that you were, so, you know, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, wow. Drake, all of the people that are, you know, heavily diffused throughout that mainstream audience.
He writes the music.
He writes all of their music. So, you know, however many 27 people you're hearing that are way up at the top, it's not even their music that, you know, you're listening to most of the time. It's not their lyrics you're listening to most of the time. So, yeah, I definitely encourage you to Google him. He's there. He's not, you know, he's not a well-kept secret. And that'll kind of blow your mind into sort of seeing, you know, what the reality of the music industry is about a little bit.
Right.
Because, you know, I have a lot of respect for the people that are up there. I think they're very talented. I think Justin Bieber, for all the you know, fun that we poke at him and most people poke at him, he's up there. He's 17. It's got to, you know, it takes courage. It definitely takes courage to do what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's got a beautiful voice, of
course.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, like a lot of them. So they are talented, but in terms of really, really, you know, defining the music that we love, defining the music that our society loves and what we really respect, you know, I think they're very, very far away from that. Still,
absolutely.
You know, so.
Absolutely. And my, confusion, a lot of my, not necessarily confusion, more curiosity than anything, would be, hypothetically speaking, if the tables were to be turned, if we were to have, Real Boy, for example, mm-hmm. if we were to have Real Boy being broadcasted on, you know, our mainstream radio stations, you know, Kiss FM, if we were to have, I was just trying to think of underground artists, you know, like artists that we just have, we're not really familiar with, unless you're into the whole underground scene, but if the tables were to be turned, you know, and then you have Justin Bieber, who's just up and coming in San Francisco, who's this kid, but it's the same music.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I guarantee you, and I bet you anything, that you know, people would be, you know, bump into Real Boy. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like people,
Absolutely.
You know, if it's put on the radio, and let's take a Justin Bieber song, and then let's, you know, take a Real Boy song, for example. You know, and they're absolutely not even in the same genre. They're not even comparable. But what I'm saying is, if you were to take a Real Boy song, put that on the radio, and then, you know, have the radio disc jockey say, okay, this is what you're listening to, this is what's cool, this is what's hip, this is what everybody likes, I guarantee you that everybody is going to be into that. As many people that are into, like, you know, like Justin Bieber would be into, like, Real Boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people in, like, the underground scene, if J Biebs was all, like, underground and really, like, you know, I'm just up and coming trying to do Baby It's All Right, like, you know, like, I really love this music, like, I'm writing my own stuff, you know, then people would probably, there'd be a group of people that would look at that and be like, oh, like, that's pretty cool, you know what I mean? Like, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. No, I
agree, and I think, you know, music and respect are actually very, very intertwined, you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean, in terms of, you know, there's some songs that people will get down to, and then there's some songs that people will listen to because they respect the artist, they respect their music, and they, you know,
Absolutely.
Overall, they really, you know, share their vision and see that, and, you know, that's something that is extremely powerful. Whether or not it's, you know, whether or not it would be a good thing for everybody to have their mainstream moment, you know, and to have that mainstream audience, it's sort of interesting and something I've been battling with a lot because, you know, obviously you're a humongous hip hop fan and you're, you know, extremely good at rapping.
Oh,
you're
thanks,
the best
man.
Rapper out there.
Dude, no.
I know, by the way.
You're
Check out Davy Crockett.
Oh, thanks, man. No, dude, you're too kind, Ollie.
you know, I've, you know, some of the best hip hop on earth has happened in a basement with 11 people
totally,
around them.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
And that's. Is that something that, you know, if we put a camera in there and some lights and we put it on the radio, people will dig? Absolutely. But is it really meant to be put on that radio, you know? And is it really
meant
to be carried that way? That's a struggle, you know? And that's kind of my, you know, a struggle, especially as a record label owner, wanting to, you know, do the best for your artists and wanting to get them to the highest plateau ever. what, you know, what is that fine line that you've crossed into that mainstream, and, you know, now you have to be watching your sound, and now you're regulated by the FCC, and you know, all of these wonderful, wonderful things. So, you know, as much as it's really unbelievable to go to, you know, a small club on Ventura or whatever and see some of the best music that you've ever seen, you know, some of the best guitarists, the best drummers. I mean, so much creativity on the board, you know, and to have it to an audience of 50 people in this small little dingy nightclub, you know, I think it's a better experience ultimately than seeing that at a 7,000 person venue, you know.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
So, you know, as much as it's sad, and I kind of lament the fact that not everybody has, you know, that that ability to be diffused, you know, throughout the whole region. At the same time, you know, it's really those special moments that you find in music that really keep you going and force you to understand that, you know, this is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And combining it with business sometimes is rough. It's hard, like anything. You know, like anything that money comes into play is going to sort of change it or warp it. But,
totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's.
Yeah, man. And I think, that is a phenomenal battle. Because I feel like, you know, when you're granted with an opportunity, when you're in a situation, where you have the heart. It's always been about the heart. Yeah. You know what I mean? Always been about the love of the music, the heart of the music, creating more music. And then you have an opportunity where you can majorly, you know, to the masses broadcast your music.
Indeed.
But to broadcast your music, you have to lose some of the heart.
Absolutely.
And that, once again, is, I feel like, you know, not only in music, but in the human spirit, the human psyche is a battle for anything. You know, the big corporate guy that started out, you know, doing whatever he did, and then he's a big corporate guy now, and you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that was a terrible analogy, but
No. I get it. You know, it's that climb to the top, and really getting to that mound, and a lot of it is sacrificing.
Right. Totally. Sacrificing what you stand for. And I guess my question is, you know, is there ever going to be a world where... Is there ever going to be? Absolutely, I believe so. Is it going to be soon is my question. I see us kind of coming into a world where maybe, possibly, the two can mix and match, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're an interesting kind of era in music. You know, as most people know, you know, the music industry and the way that it's been distributed has changed throughout time, not only with the advent of technology, but just, you know, with the artists and sort of the listeners. You know, we had the cassette that slowly moved on to a CD, and now we had vinyl, we had kind of all of these, you know, all of these cycles of music and how it was really put out there. Now in the digital era, you know, we're looking at digital downloads being probably the most prominent way to sell music.
Right.
And, you know, since the fall of the record store back in, you know, late 90s to the early 2000s, this, you know, digital way of selling music has blown up extensively over 10 years. But we still have seen an overall decline in music sales, you know, throughout the world, not just in the United States. Which kind of leads you to believe, you know, that things are definitely changing, and this change may not be as smooth as the others, you know. First off, in the sense that everybody can do it.
Right.
Where, you know, creating and distributing CDs and all of these mediums, it's extremely expensive.
Right.
You know, and only majors could do it. Now anybody can upload their song in just, you know, one click and have it out there. Where that line lies between, are we going to be all about creativity and, you know, saying that everybody can get their shot, or are we still going to continue sort of with that hierarchy where, you know, we have the music that we sort of listen to and everything else is sort of, you know, up to you and what you pick? I think that the independent underground movement is always going to stay independent and underground. And there's not ever really going to be that merriment between, you know, big money and big record labels and underground, simply because a lot of the musicians that you find on that you know, on that sphere of the music world, simply aren't willing to give up that dream and that expression you just talked about for, you know, the quick buck or how to make money. Mm-hmm. There's artists, and then there's paid artists, you know, and I think that I have so much respect and admiration for somebody that does something completely out of, you know, their need, their passion, their soul, you know, what constitutes in that. If we lose that, you know, I think that our society and a lot of things are going to be in major trouble. So
absolutely.
I definitely hope that there's never that, you know, that sort of merriment. Now, if you take electronic dance music, for example, which was something that wasn't really popular like 3 years ago, you know, and really, really got into the sphere of things. I mean, you know, it's amazing to see how quickly things can be diffused either. So,
absolutely.
You know, as much as it may not be there, it's also, it's possible. It's
totally. Possible. Totally. Absolutely. You know, Ollie, I believe that one day our nation, you know, I believe that one day, I don't think they will be bridged, but it will be, the heart and the passion will be more
prominent.
Thank you. Will be more prominent in the big money.
Absolutely.
You know?
We can only hope.
We can only hope. All right, guys, listen up. As you know, we love you. This has been such a phenomenal episode.
Yes.
Of, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for the opportunity, David.
Nah, dude. Ollie, thank you, man, for coming on the show. You know that we love you, and we are creating wonderful high vibrations in the studio. We're sending them to you.
What's that song you playing there?
Oh, this is Falling in the Sun. Little Davy Crockett for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thanks, Ollie. Hey, guys, we love you. Have an amazing Sunday filled with love, light, happiness, and laughter. We'll see you next week.
Namaste.
I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up and blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all and all the silly games like we'll be used to play and see how fast we can smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we...